Earlier this week, the U.S. Attorney General in New York indicted 5 alleged computer hackers. Authorities described 4 of them as principal members of a loose hacker confederation known as Anonymous. Despite these and other hacking arrests, Anonymous claimed credit the very next day for a cyber attack on the Vatican's website. Douglas Salane is the director of New York Center for Cybercrime Studies at the John Jay College of Criminal Justice. He says the Anonymous group, with its lack of formal structure, resembles the Occupy Wall Street movement.
They are loosely structured groups. It looks like people come and operate under that banner and then leave it. It looks like individuals involved can be anyone from people who do this full-time to people who have regular jobs and do this on the side.
Salane says there is no typical hacker. Some, he says, are activists like Anonymous motivated by a cause. Others may be government spies. Still others are thieves or adolescents seeking amusement. Computer expertise is not even necessary.
Today, there is a malware industry out there which provides a range of tools to do hacking. The people don't have to be sophisticated who use it, they just have to know how to use it. In fact, the people who produce malware actually provide support for it, just like a regular legitimate software package.
Former FBI agent Brad Garrett says while no one is in charge of Anonymous, the group has the potential for considerable damage.
The big concern is they do have the wherewithal to do destructiveness to national security, to corporations, and even to individuals.
Anonymous has shut down the websites of various governments overseas. They've hacked into U.S. police websites, as well as those of large corporations and credit card companies. Even conversations between U.S. and British law enforcement officials about ways to combat hacking have been hacked. Kevin Mitnick is a former hacker.
It's kind of like a one-upmanship game. They want to prove to the FBI that they're smarter, and they want to embarrass the FBI.
Douglas Salane says even with high-level prosecutions, hacking of all kinds will continue. Peter Fidinski, VOA News, New York.